Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy, they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again as we open your word this morning, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to guide us and to bring us into the truth of this your word, Heavenly Father. So there's no deception that is caused by Satan, but that it'll be the truth of your word, not man's way, but your way and your will. Now, Father, be with us throughout this morning. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Pardon me a moment. Here in this third chapter, Ed is about being born again. I told you yesterday when we were in Leviticus and all, and I was telling you about having to be born again. I told you we was going to be into it real soon. Well, I didn't know that we was actually at it until I got to looking and seeing where I had it marked where we had left off. Now, but even a lot of this has been mistaught. And even in a lot of our Bibles, in the footnotes, you have to really watch and make sure when you say something from the footnotes that it's right. Because man made those footnotes and they've got some things wrong about this message this morning. We'll be dealing with that here in just a second. All right. Now, here in verse 1. So there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He's supposed to be a ruler of the Jews. Verse 2. And the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, came from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou dost except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, here in 4, saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? 5, Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, there is where we run into controversy in this 5th verse. In my Bible, I have a teacher's Bible that I use. And in the footnote here on verse 5, born of water implies natural physical birth, since spiritual refers to supernatural spiritual birth. And you see, that's not what he's talking about. Because this being born of water is not a natural birth. Yes, we are in the womb in water, yes. But that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about being baptized. Why? Because we are told the only way we can get into heaven is through the Lord Jesus Christ. We put him on by being baptized in water in his name. We are being buried with him, putting on his death, and coming forth in his resurrection to walk in newness of life. God's word tells us that. It doesn't say a thing here about a natural birth. The spiritual birth that he's talking about is when you are baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. 1 John, 3rd chapter, tells us this. You see, that's when we're actually born again. That's when it has become complete. Now, I'm not going to get into that right now, because we'll get into that when we get to that book, that point. All right, now. 6. He goes on to tell us about this natural birth. He that is born of the flesh is flesh, and he that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. You see, he made a difference right there in the very next verse, letting us know this. 7, marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. 8, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Now, you see, he is still giving explanation for this. 15. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You see, we put him on. And we do that through baptism of water and belief in him. Now, 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. You can't explain that any better, really. 22. After these things came Jesus, his disciples, into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Anon, near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. But John was not yet cast into prison. And there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizes, and all men come to him. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I am sent before him. He that has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He's letting them know all about it. 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. And that's the way our lives are supposed to be. Yes, we increase in the Spirit. But we decrease here on this earth and our importance here. Other than our work for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he must be increased. Here. With the gospel. Now. 31. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifieth. And no man received his testimony. He that has received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and has given all things unto his hand. He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Chapter 4. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John. And you see, he didn't. That was another thing they were lying about. Because his disciples were the only ones he baptized. Though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. That's verse 2. Gives us right here in the Word. See how anything they could do, trying to cut him down and make of him of no effect. But they can't get it all done. He that left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore, being warned of being worried with his journey, he's tired. He sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Now, 7. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. So as you see, what he's talking about here is the Holy Spirit. Now, the woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus saith unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, in that saith thou truly. In other words, Jesus is letting her know she has spoken truly, because the one she's with now is not her husband. She's not married to him, but she's had five husbands. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. And boy, you can't get no plainer than that. 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. In other words, when you go to him and you go in prayer, you must go in sincerity and in truth. Because that is the only way it's acceptable. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. He's letting her know he is. 27. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city, and saith unto the men, Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Has any man brought him out to eat? Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. And you know, that statement there by Jesus is one that you and I had better be able to make about our Lord that sends us to do his wishes in the things of men. 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And therein is that saying true. One soweth, another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. You see? We are those that are the children of Almighty God are to do our very, very best in helping to bring the lost in out of darkness unto the light, and that light being Jesus, so that they too can make heaven their home. That's the harvest he's talking about. He's talking about the harvest of mankind. Now, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were coming to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said unto the woman, now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. They're letting her know now why they are believing. Not just because of her word, but they've heard him themselves. 43. Now after 2 days, he departed thence and went into Galilee, where Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. And we that families that has not been a church family, and we become saved and start walking with God, we know exactly what he's talking about. Because you'll be shunned even by your own people, your own family, your brothers, your sisters. And a lot of times your mother and dad, because of your belief. Now, 45. Then when he was coming to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast. For they also went unto the feast. Well, they had seen all these things going on. So Jesus came again unto Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. He believed that word which Jesus spoke. And it wasn't much word, was it? Go thy way, thy son liveth. 51. And as he was now going down, his servant met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. They said unto him, Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth. And himself believed in his whole house. His whole house. Believing now in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. All right, now. We'll be going in here. Picking up with chapter 5. I think we better stop here because chapter 5 is quite lengthy and has a whole lot in it. And we'll pick up there, God willing, this evening at 6 in chapter 5. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus and for the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for times that we can come together to share your word with each other and to be able to worship with each other, Father, and with you and with the Holy Spirit. Father, we are so thankful that we have this word and a way making a pathway so that we can come home to spend eternity with our Lord and Savior Jesus. Father, we love you. We love the Lord Jesus. And we love the Holy Spirit. Father, those of us that are your children, we love your word because it gives us life and tells us how to live so we can make heaven our home. Be with us now, Father, throughout this day. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. And, Father, bring us together again this evening at 6 p.m. and back into your word to worship the Lord Jesus Christ and you, to give you all praise, honor, and glory, because without you we're nothing. Now, Father, be with us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, all. Be careful through the day. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. Have a great one. See you at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.